everyone. You know what fascinates me? The psychology behind persuasive marketing. Did you hear about Alex Hormozi's recent book launch that generated 4.4 million in just 90 minutes? That's mind-blowing.
Absolutely mind-blowing. I was actually part of that launch, and it was a masterclass in persuasive communication. The way he structured everything, from the pre-launch communication to the actual webinar, was incredible.
You know, I've been wondering, in today's world where consumers are bombarded with sales pitches, why is it so important for sales professionals to develop persuasive skills while not coming across as pushy?
That's a great question. You know, it really comes down to understanding that effective persuasion involves creating genuine connections and providing value without being aggressive. Mastering what we call the principles of persuasive copywriting is crucial.
Mm-hmm. Could you break that down for us?
Well, there are six core principles, actually. First, there's reciprocity, offering something valuable before asking for anything in return. Then we have commitment and consistency, social proof, authority, scarcity, and sympathy. These principles, when used correctly, help create trust rather than pressure.
Right. I've noticed that pushy sales tactics often backfire these days.
Exactly. Modern consumers are savvy, you know? They can smell an aggressive sales pitch from a mile away. The trick is to focus on storytelling and building emotional connections. You want to know something interesting?
What's that?
Using storytelling and copywriting can make your brand more relatable, encouraging consumers who resonate with your brand messaging to support it. Instead of pushing, it involves drawing them in through authentic engagement.
That's fascinating. And speaking of engagement, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Alex Hormozi's recent launch. What made it such a perfect example of effective persuasive marketing?
Oh man, that launch was a masterpiece. You know what made it special? He used 15 specific persuasion techniques perfectly woven together. For instance, he established credibility by sharing how his companies crossed $10 million in monthly revenue using the exact strategies outlined in his book.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you struggling to get your content noticed in today's crowded online environment? Meet Amplifier, your solution for next-generation content marketing. With our partially automated omni-channel distribution model, we help companies of all sizes increase their organic traffic and build authority in their niche. Through partnerships with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, we make wide-reaching content distribution affordable and effective. Visit amplifier.com to learn more.
And we're back. You were telling us about Hormozi's launch techniques.
Yeah. What really struck me was how he created this perfect balance between urgency and authenticity. He mentioned having only 150,000 hardback copies available, creating legitimate scarcity rather than artificial limitations. Have you noticed how many marketers try to fake scarcity these days?
Oh, definitely. It's become pretty transparent, hasn't it?
Totally, and that's why his approach works so well. He followed this really structured 11-step webinar framework that guided people from problem awareness to purchase decision. Want to know the coolest part?
Tell us!
His opening minutes were absolutely vital. He used what's called a proof promise plan structure. He'd share relevant success stories, clearly state what attendees would gain, and then outline exactly what he'd cover. It's like a perfect three-act play, you know?
That's really interesting. How did he maintain engagement throughout the presentation?
Well, he did something really smart by using multiple communication channels. We're talking email, SMS, even voicemail messages. This multi-channel approach actually increased his webinar attendance rates by 33%. Pretty impressive, right?
Definitely impressive. So what would you say is the biggest takeaway for our listeners who want to improve their persuasive marketing skills?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is that successful persuasion focuses on creating genuine value, building trust, and guiding people through a well-structured process. Remember, you want to be the helpful friend, not the pushy salesperson.
Makes perfect sense. Any final tips for our audience?
Yeah, I'd say focus on mastering those six principles of persuasion we talked about earlier, but always keep authenticity at the forefront. And if you're planning a launch, keep in mind that structure matters as much as strategy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. This has been incredibly informative. For everyone listening who wants to learn more about effective content distribution and marketing strategies, check out our sponsor, Ampifier, at ampifier.com. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure chatting about these fascinating marketing techniques.